So yeah, since when you see past the Matrix, or you see past the game of the Matrix, they have to abort you. They have to boot you out. When you see past all of Babylon's games, the gatekeepers, the psyops, the attention seekers, you know, even the ones who claim to be fighting against the New World Order, they're part of it. Because it's all about your heart, you know. The god of this world is the devil. And so every nation's under the devil's control right now. Makes you wonder if America was ever free, you know. Was it set up as another psyop? With all the taxes, you know, the income tax is unconstitutional. I mean, if they've got a constitution, why ain't they following it, you know? A so-called constitution, why ain't it being followed? All the lies, you know. Dr. Fake contradicting himself. And then him turning around and saying, you know, you got all these conspiracies going on, you got to be careful who to believe. And him saying that, and he's the one promoting it, you know, it's really sad. These people are crazy. They're gaslighting all the way to the grave. They're gaslighting, they're using cognitive dissonance all the way to the grave. I mean, these people are sick. Really, they really are sick. The government working with Twitter, CIA's working with Twitter and Facebook and Google, it's all a big matrix. I mean, if you can't see it by now, I don't know. It's so obvious. All you have to do is open your eyes. Who would have ever thought that the lies would be so obvious and in your face? Who would have ever thought that? I mean, really, Dr. Fake's trying to change the narrative like he's the one telling the truth now. He's got to be careful with all the liars. It's bizarre. I guess the gaslighting quit working, so now they're using cognitive dissonance. They're changing reality. They're trying to change your reality with a bunch of cognitive dissonance, mind trickery. It's really off the roof, to be honest with you. And people are blind to it because that's what it's designed to do. The CIA studied cognitive dissonance, and if you give somebody two contradictory things, it upsets them, makes them mad. If they accept it, it makes them crazy, because you can't accept two opposite things. You can't say the worst thing in the world is to wear a mask and then turn around and say, oh, you got to wear two masks. You can't say that without messing with some people's minds, you know, causing them to have, especially if it's an authority figure who contradicts, that creates cognitive dissonance. Blows your ever-living mind. close your ever-living mind. The shapeshifters are obvious to those who can see it, but the shapeshifters are not obvious to those who are not looking for it. If you just trust everything you see, you won't see the shapeshifters because they change with the wind. They create the drama so they can come in and say the opposite of what they said last year. It's really off the roof. Dr. Fauci should be the greatest actor in the history of the world to deceive so many people. The greatest actor in the history of the world. I came to the conclusion the reason they lie so much, these politicians and these people, because they know it's just an act. They know their time is short and they know they're just actors. The ones they can deceive and take to hell with them, they're doing it. The ones they can't deceive, who are going to heaven, who seek the truth, they don't even care. They have to abort you out of their system. If you see the truth, you have to be aborted out of the system because you're not a part of the hive. You're not a part of the 666 cube flesh mind hive. If you're awake, why would they waste their time trying to make you go back to sleep? You can't. Once you see it, you're not going back to sleep. They tell you in their articles that they're spraying chemicals to create rain and do this and that and other. They tell you. It's obvious. The pilots, It's documented. They actually say it. And then when you tell people, hey, those are chemtrails, they say, what are you talking about, chemtrails? Those are contrails. No, they're not. They're chemtrails. When you tell people that the ingredients in their food's killing you, and they say, no, it's impossible. And you just say, Google it. Wikipedia, Google it. Look at the chemicals. It's killing you. And they don't want to believe it. They can Google it. It's right there. They just don't care. Never seen anything like it, to be honest with you. I've never seen anything like it. I guess the sleepers go deeper into sleep. Stronger delusions, and I guess that's why these people like Dr. Fake are sent to send strong delusions to those who would believe it. It's kind of like Germany. Think about the Germans. They believed a lie. Hitler was taking them to their own death. The Bible in Revelation, in the book of Revelation, talks about the different nations. Hitler was trying to have a one world race or whatever. It's not even biblical. These people go to an extreme. go to their extremes. It's kind of like following a cult leader, you know? They go to the extremes. Anti-Bible. I've seen them do it. Even the code people, the decoders, they don't use the Bible as a litmus test. And so they go to an extreme because it's so bizarre, such bizarre teaching people follow them, but don't line it up with Scripture. Even the Pentecostals, people just, that's the biggest scam out there.